Thank you, Paul. Good morning. And this morning, I'm going to give a talk about new data and functionality in cotton gin. My talk will include three parts. I will give a brief introduction about the database. Then I give a demonstration about cotton gin. Then talk about future work for the database. Cotton gin is a community database to further enable basic translational and applied cotton research. It was built using new database system Triple and Drupal and in the Chado database schema. Cotton gin is consolidate and expand cotton DB and CMD. This slides present the major work we contribute in the first year of cotton gin. The starts from the project that starts in October 2011 until the end of 2012. The first year contribution we got a milestone is the cotton gin release, the version 0.9. And the second year, which is the year of 2013, new data and features are keeping added into the cotton gin. We have several large data sites. It has been added into the database, such as Gossypium Raimondii, genome sequencing, JGI version, which the one under Dr. Andy Patterson's leadership, that has been in cotton gin, and also the large data set include China and Uzbekistan's germplasm evaluation, and the large digital image images from ARS College Station, Texas. Bunch of tools also has been added into a database, like we enhanced the tree, we include the tree QTL and and the publication searches, and also the website is get more enhanced with a data download page, data submission page, FAQ and tutorials. As well, we have added ICGI election system and website. And the milestone in the second year for the database is cotton gin published in Nucleic Acid Research. Here is about cotton gin's homepage. And we can see the website get more information there. And under the navigation bar, we have seven different sessions. The first one is display the general information about the database, and more commonly you may interested in is look forward for the function overview for the database, and also if you're interested to know what's going on, what is been recently added into the database, you go to the work completed. The page here, it will list by the time we finish the uploading data or new tools, somehow like that. And then the next is work in progress. It's showing you what's going on. It's the data will be added in the near future. Under the help session, you can easily find how to contact us if you have comments and if you have questions, and also give your information if you have frequently asked questions, and tutorials, and also ICGI FAQ here. And under the data session, you have a bunch of information related to the data, include how If you want to download data, you can go to this page. If you want to have some data submission, currently under this data submission, we have four major data templates for you to fill in and send it to us. But if you have a more interested other kind of data, if you have question, feel free to contact us. Under the third session, we have the overview about all kind of a search you can get from a cotton gin, and then the different classical search under different category. Tools bar is showing currently tools that integrated in cotton gin. As well, we have ICGI information under here. At last, we have a community the session. There's a list of all the conferences related to cotton. And also, we have an option if you have a job position you're looking for somebody to join in your group, you can post your the job position into Cotton Gin through Cotton Gin's website. These slides present the part of major data. What I mentioned is under the Cotton Gin navigation bar general session function review function overview, or under the data session overview. This lists the major classes of the cotton gin and the number of records under each category. The pink color here is showing the numbers. That's what we have been added in the year of 2013. Tools with data, this is a list of the tools and also the data under each tools. Again, the pink color indicate what we have contribute in the year of 2013. Especially we have enhanced the data search in the database. There are three different new searches had been added into Cotton Gin, as well as we get more enhanced in germplasm search and the trait evaluation search. Now I'm going to present cotton gin through the way to give several search examples. The number one search sample question is, assume you're interested in a gene and you would like to find all markers that mapped within a certain distance with this gene. How do we find that information? So you go to the Cotton Gin homepage and click on the search from the navigation bar, and then select the markers, search for markers, and then through the new pop-out window, click on the search marker on nearby loci, and then you put your interested genes name here, and then give the certain distance what you are interested to find the marker within that in the certain region, and then click on submit here, this button, you will get the result here. It's listed on the table. And on the right side here, you can download your search result in the table. So if you click on here, you will get the download option, and you can save the result in table format onto your own computer. The second sample question is, assume you're interested to know any traits related to fiber, and you want to know their mapping information. Again, you start from a Cotton Gin homepage, from the navigation bar search, and then QTLs. And then there are three options you start search. So you don't know publish the symbol, you don't know QTL label in cotton gin, but you know the trade name include the fiber words. So you choose trade name and contains fiber and then search. And then you got the search list here, the result here. And here you can see not every trade related to fiber. They don't have, they have a mapping information. And some of them, they're just have a QTL, but not there's no mapping information. And you can resort your search result by clicking on the column name in the table and to resort your search result by that column. So if I click on map and then it's resort, it's the same number of the result, same result, just like Excel, Microsoft Excel table. You search by map and then you get the here. Again, you can download your result onto your own computer. Another sample question in search is, assume you want to select parents with several different criteria. Number one is you want to have a parent, the 2.5 person span length larger than 1.2 millimeters. And then also you want to have the parent micronail unit between 4 to 4.3. I made a mistake here. It's 4 to 4.3. I just choose a region. And then more important, you want to have this two parents with a maximum genetic diversity. So we again start from a navigation bar and a search and then a trait evaluation. And then from the pop-up new windows, you select the quantitative traits because the 2.5 person, the span length, that's the quantitative, and also the macronair. So click there, you will get the option to fill in your trait number one. From the drop-down list here, you choose 2.5 person span length and give the minimum number. Fill in here. You don't have to take care of the maximum. The database will automatically choose anyone. It's the value for 2.5%. The data larger than 1.2, and then fill in the micronair value is minimum and the maximum, and then submit. You get information here. And then from here we can see we got a 7 result in the search in the result, and then 6 of them are hirsutum and 1 barbudans. So we want to choose the largest genetic diversity. So we want to choose that barbudans. Click on that, you will find more information about that one. And click on the trait score, you will find more information about this germplasm. And then you can choose the other parents as from a 6 of hirsutum and look at more details about trait score and then find your suitable parents. Another simple question is find all germplasm with a specific germplasm in their pedigree. So it starts from search and germplasm, and then search by pedigree, and give you the pedigree name contains. You can use a star as a wild card because the data pen, they may have a different way people to call. They may say DP space 90, delta pen 90, somehow like that. So you don't know how it's showing in the, you want to find all different way. So you know at least the first letter starts from a D and ends of 90. And then you submit. And then you will get all the germplasm, they have a D start and a 90N in their pedigree. So you can see we have a DP without space 90 in the pedigree, DP space Akela 90, somehow like that, you will get the result. And click more on the germplasm, you will find more information about that certain germplasm. Like you can find this germplasm belongs to three different collections, and then it's one of the it's in green collection, is a PVP, and also is in the pedigree information collection. And click on them. You just click more, you get more information about that the germplasm. Another question you may have is, how can I find the images from for a germplasm? Assume I know I want to find the image for A2103, and then you start from a navigation bar in the germplasm, and then you search by name. Again, I don't know, is A2 space 102 or A2-102 or A2-0102, I don't know. But I know it starts from A2 and with a 103 in the name. So you put name contains here, A2 star 103 there, and then you submit. You get list of all of these, and look at here, the first one is what you are looking for. The rest of them is A21030. It's not what you. And then you click on this germplasm name in cotton gene, and then you will find the details page for this germplasm. And then click on the image. You find image here. And you may want to look at the details of the image and click on that, you will see it. And then also we have the standardized the code definition here. You can compare with your image.